Kum lenen ablak gemara. We are up to the Mishnah Pevav Omer Aleph. Zog the Mishnah. A chedesh, a shaitin, a cotton. These are three people that we learned before that they themselves cannot shecht on their own. But if they shecht under the guidance of a mentor, then it's all right. 86a. The Mishnah. Now, if they shecht without a mentor themselves, so according to the Rabbanan, we'll see it's a suffix whether they did something kosher or nevela, or not kosher. According to the mayor, definitely it's a nevela. So it says the Mishnah, under the observation of their mentor, then chayiv lechasas, and even they themselves are not bar mitzvah. Whatever someone else sees, it has to cover the blood. But if it's between themselves, with the mission of pevav and aleph, beinon ubein atzman, they do it on their own without anybody supervising. Then the Mishnah says stam, and right now we don't know if anybody's arguing or agrees. Potum lechasas is not a valid shchit, and therefore you don't have to cover the blood. The same thing happens. They shechted, and other people saw it. You're not allowed to shecht the benoy, the next generation. Why? Because of the valid shechita, and it falls under the umbrella of oisah benoy. They did it on their own. So the mayor says, mat is not a shechita at all. The seven mother was never slaughtered. Lishchit achareyim to shecht afterwards. Chachamim oisah. Chachamim say, no, it's a suffix. Maybe it was a good shechita. Now, the Gemara is going to question whether Chomer only arguing in the case of Oysa Benoi, whether it's a valid chitta, we're not sure, or even the case of Kisi Adam, and you should cover the blood. Because the way the Mishnah is structured, it looks like the Rabbanan are only arguing in the case of Oysa Benoi, and the Gemara initially tries to make a difference between the two. But Moedim, everyone agrees, even according to Chachamim, Sheim Shachar, if you did Shech the next generation, and you shouldn't have, She'enu Tzav Yabai, you don't get lashes, because it's questionable whether the chitta was a valid chitta or not. So this is a malach of his daughter became a kala yesterday. Says the Gemara. Oh, okay. The Rabbanon, Rabbanon, Maishno Reish, the Lay Pligi. Why is it that when it comes to Kisi Adam, they don't argue? Maishno Sefer, the Pligi, why is it when it comes to Isbano, they argue? So the Gemara says, Reisha, what's the Reisha? The Reisha is that a Cher Shait were cotton shechted without supervision, and the question is whether you have to cover the blood. E Amrin, the Bonu concerned, E Amrin, the Chayavin, the Chassas, if you were instructed to cover the blood, Amri, people will think, oh, Shchitim Al Yisi, must be a Kosher Shchitim, people will eat the meat, because you cover the blood. V'asi L'meichel M'shchitas. Ask the Gemara straight away. Nu sefer nami ibn sefer. If they see that you're not allowed to shecht the next generation, so people think, oh, it must have been a good shchita, and they'll eat from the cheresh's or the sheita's shchita. What's the difference? Kiva the kamer ban also lishcha chareim. Ami people say shchita, ma al yisi. It's a valid shchita. The same problem. But also lemechel mishchitasen. So Gemara, what are you talking about? People, how do they know that you're not allowed to oisah benoy? People see that you didn't shecht the second generation. They think right away because oisah benoy. They think you don't want any more meat. You have meat already. So people won't jump to any conclusion. Mashiach, when they see you proactively covering the blood, what are they going to think? That was a valid shchita. Big difference. Sefer, Amri Bisra de Lekam Abayle. In the Sefer, when they see that he's not shechting another animal, they'll say, not because it's Oysa Vibinoi, they'll say because he's not hungry, or he has enough meat. Operation Nami. So you want a new Reisha Nami. What do they see in the Reisha that they're covering the blood? Right away they're going to jump to the conclusion. Now remember, there's no bracha here because it's a suffix whether it's a valid shchita or not. So if they see them covering your blood, you think they're going to jump to the conclusion that they're doing kisei dam? Maybe they think you're cleaning up the place. It's a mess. They have blood and flies, attracts flies and other things. Reisha nami amri, they'll say the nake chatzedehu hu tzarich. Maybe he's just trying to clean his chatzer out. Why are you more worried in the case of kisei dam that people will make a mistake and think it's a valid shchita more than reisha benoi? Says Yigmarin, Ba'ashpa. No, we're talking about, you're not going to shecht in a nice part of your courtyard. You shecht it was all this junk. So why are you covering it? What do you give this blood to? Obviously, it's Kisei Adam. People make a mistake. But if you don't shecht the next generation, people won't make a mistake because maybe you don't want it. You don't need meat. Says, if you do it in the place of an Ashpa, what are you going to say then? What happens if he comes to ask a Shaila? If he comes to ask a Shaila to Bezin, who saw him shecht, and the and he'll ask him, do I have to cover the blood? And we will tell him to cover the blood. The guy himself will ask the Shaila, and he'll say, oh, a Shaita just covered the blood. I saw it. Should I cover the blood? If they say yes, won't he then make a mistake and think, you think he'll make a mistake and what? He'll think that it's a valid Shaita, and he will eat. So that's why we are worried by Kisei Adam. In a place of Ashpa, in a place where he comes and asks a Shaila and we're going to make him cover the blood, what's the guy himself going to think? Why is the Bezin, the Rav, telling me to cover the blood? You know what, tell me to cover the blood? because it's a valid shchita, you make a mistake. But the Gemara look time make no. What happened if he asks a shayla if he's allowed to do his benoy, and they'll tell him don't. So he write a thing that's oisah benoy. Interesting. In those days when they had shaylas, they didn't go to the road, they went to the bezin. Like, you know, should I cover the blood or not? Rashi says they went to the bezin to the malach. So they didn't have a concept of going to a rov and asking a shayla. Well, the time mech, according to you, say for nami bolamolach. So just like you're making a mistake by kisidam because the guy asked the shayla rov. So the same thing. If a guy asked the shayla rov, the sheit is a shechta. The mother, am I allowed a shechta? The next generation, and the rov will say no, right? So what's the guy going to think? That is a valid shchita. Same problem. Ma'ikal meima. So you must be right. El rabbanon akulam misbligi. They're arguing psyche sedam. They're arguing on everything. They're not worried at all. The rabbanon say that you have to do kisedam, and you're not allowed to shech the next generation. You do have to do kisedam. We're not worried that you'll make a mistake. So the rabbanon didn't argue. They waited till the end of the mission, and they argued on both cases. But not till the rabbanon at the masal mil. So the way the rabbanon to conclude is what I have to say. And the hoda pligi olayu, and then they argue with him. But the halach is like rabbanon. That we say that the cheresh of cutting the shchita is worthless, and therefore there's no kisei adam, there's no problem oisus benoy, if they do it solitary on their own. Bishlemi l'rabbanon l'chumra. Okay, I understand. Rabbanon being machmir, maybe it's a valid shchita. Let's be machmir. El rabbeya, my time. Why is the mayor so lenient? Don't worry about kisei adam. Amr Rabbi Yaakov, Amr Rabbi Yechon, Mechayiv hayir Rameir ashchitasim b'shun aveila. Rameir holds that their shchita is worthless. The animal is mamashun aveila. So what kind of problem is there? You need kisei adam, or what kind of problem is there? Oisus benoy. My time, why taka does the mayor say that a sheit is shechting? Is an avela. Om Rab Ami, hoil the roiv maasei and mikul kolin. Because the most of the activities of a child, of a cheder sheit, are useless. They don't know what they're doing. So therefore, we're going to assume we follow majority and say that the sheit was not valid. Freddy Gemara, we are choshes the roiv, you have to say majority. The mayor is choshes l'myuta. According to the mayor, it would be enough to say the minority of the cheshire don't know what they're doing. And the fact that the animal till you shecht it properly is usher, you add the chazaka that the animal till now was usher, because eva menachai. And the minority of the child is enough to tilt us, because the mayor recognizes the minority as well. Why do you have to give a svar to the mayor? We're on 86A. Why do you have to give a svar to the mayor? That the reason is because of majority. Says that we recognize even a minority is also valid. And take the fact that minority, the kids don't know what they're doing, even minority. And you add that to the chazaka that the animal was treif until now, that destroys the roi. Even how do you know it holds that you recognize a minority? Now we learned, you found a little kid who was standing next to a piece of dough, and he has a piece of dough in his hand. So obviously he touched the dough. The question is, do we assume, we're very bottom of the page of 86A, do we assume that the kid is no good or not? The mayor is lenient in his toy. You know why? Because even though most kids touch the dirt and everything else and they become tummy, but some of the kids don't. And then that's miut. And then the chazaka of this dough was it was toyer until now. The only question is if something changed. So you take the chazaka and you add it, combine it with the miut, and you have a roiv that is toyer. So you see that mayor recognizes the miut and he combines it with the chazaka. The chachamim mitamim, they mitamim. Shadarke shatil tapeach. Kids jump around and the chachamim don't. They say no. We look at the majority. Majority kids are tummy and that's it. V'amrin in my time, but I mean, what's the mayor's father? Because somebody holds roiv and they get mitapchin. I can see that most kids who come tummy are be miut ain't mitapchin. Now some who don't. V'isazu becheskes tarei medes. And this piece of dough was tarei tilna. Smoich miyuta the chazaka on 86B. So you combine the miyut together with the chazaka of Isle Rube and it destroys the rave. Therefore, we say it's toil. So therefore, the question is, since a maid holds you combine a miyut, so why do you, Rabbi Yaakov, have to say the reason is because most sheikhim don't know how to shecht? Even if minority of the sheikhim don't know how to shecht, it's enough to, according to a maid, this time it's lechumra, and say you take the minority of the sheikh, don't know what they're doing, and you add it to the chazaka that the animal is not kosher because even minachai until you actually shecht it, and therefore you put the two together, that's why you cannot eat it, that's why it's not, shechit is worthless. Says the Gemara, no. Im Amru, what's the case over here, Rab Meir? He was being makel, sofik tumer, letai. Rab Meir said over here, you combine the miut of children who are not tameh, and with the chazaka, the dough is tar, and you say that with the dough is tar. Yemru, should we say that sofik iser, sofik iser lahatir? Should we say that what? That we should, a sofik iser, we should be matir? And you want to be makel? We can't. So therefore, we need to say that most people what do you call it? We need to say that most people, most shaitim, do not know how to cook. So therefore, how to shech. Therefore, you combine the roiv of most shaitim and shech together with the chazaka, and that's why we say that it's no good. Rameir is maker, but you want to be machmir. Because Rameir is generally chayshul muta. So maybe fakert, maybe the shaitim, a few shaitim know what they're doing. Most know what they're doing. Maybe Rameir will be maker. Maybe, just like by the case of the dough, what was the mayor doing? He was trying to be lenient, and he said the dough was tired. Maybe in the case of Shchita, if you would have told me that minority of the kids don't know what they're doing, and so on and so forth, the majority do know what they're doing, I was his mutter. By saying that the majority of people don't know what they're doing, it's only a minority, therefore, Rameir is machmir, his asses. So, talking about a hoyde Rebbe Krameir. In fact, the Rebbe paskes like a meir, but hoyde Rebbe chachamim, and then he paskes like a chachamim. Which one is which? Haymanai dachrita. Which was the later one? Because there was the later one. That's the correct one. Tosh b'kamnei. The Rabba b'rei v'chi b'rabba. Rab Abba the son of Rabchi b'rabba. Rab Zeda. Rab Zeda. Rab Kaima b'shuker. The kids said the one standing in the marketplace of Caesarea. A pischa the bein medrash standing by the doorway of the base of medrash. Nafik Rab Ami. Rab Ami walked out. Ashkechina. He met them both. He met Rab Abba the son of Rabchi, who the son of Rab Abba, and he met Rab Zeda. He told them, "Lava minil chud." Didn't I once tell you that Beidin Ben Medrash were sitting inside Beis Medrash and discussing all kinds of dinim? Like, "Sakimu Abra, you shouldn't stand outside. Come inside, join us, and contribute." Dimli ika inus the mitzvah lishmaite. Maybe somebody that has a good question, but osi le trude, and maybe it won't be clear, confuse everybody. So if you're here and you guys are very smart, come inside and you can clear the air. Rab Zeda, Rab Zeda decided to join them and the conversation. Rab Abba, Rab Abba, son of Chia didn't enter, he went away. Yosef Kovboile sat there and asked the question, "Hai Minaya Chrita." This is what Rebbe said. One time he passed a mayor that the Cheresh Rekhazos Shchita is definitely useless, and one time he passed a Rabbana that it is useful. Or it's a Suffolk. So I want to know which one was the later Psak, because that's Allah. Rab Zeda, Lo Shavikin Li. You didn't allow me to ask the Sova. We should have asked the Rab Chia's son, Rab Abba. Because if they didn't let me ask Rab Abba, if I would have known this is the question, I would have asked him, because he knows what his father, Rab Chia, would have said, that Rebbe said. Dilma Shmile Mavua, he maybe heard from his father exactly what Mavua Mine Rabbi Yechon and Mavua would have heard from Rabbi and his father, Rabbi Rabbi Yechon. Why? Because Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, call Klos and Yemen. In other words, Rabbi Abba here would have asked his father, Rabbi Chia, and Rabbi Chia Bar Abba would have asked Rabbi Yechon, because Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, call Klos and Yemen every 30 days. Would repeat the entire Shas every 30 days. Would repeat the entire Shas in front of Rabbi Yechon. So maybe that would have come up in discussion, and he would have heard, he maybe heard something about it, which one Rebbe said first or second. Bottom line, Mahavila, what's the bottom line? Toshma coming in, the show, Rabbi Loza sent a letter to the people in Babel. I want you to know, Hoyde Rebbe, Kerab Meir, that Rebbe Paskin like Rab Meir. He also passed on the bonon. He's trying to tell them the last thing that Rebbe said in his life was he paskin like Rameyer. Says the next Mishnah, talking about Rameyer when there was the Rav of Prague, who was very, very sick. Prague. Many years ago. And people were sort of asking him, "So who's going to replace you?" Because he looked like his mom was dying. And he says, "Chayshin le Rameyer." And no one knew what he was talking about. So he passed away a few days later, so they decided whichever contender can explain what he meant with the words Kachin Rameir will get the job. So that's when the Nadiv Yehuda, who was a young man, came through Prague. And at that time, there was a rich man, they called him Zorach Eidlitz, who was also a big Talmud Chacham, and he thought that he'll get the job because he's a very rich man and blah, blah, blah. But people didn't really like him. He's very pushy. And the Nadiv was a young man, so they test him, and he's a big Talmud Chacham, Nadiv Yehuda. So then they asked him to explain, okay, this is the final test. What does Chashir Rameir mean? So he told them. What do Chashir Rameir is? You were asking him who's going to replace you. Why were you asking him? Because he was dying. And we have a rule in the Gemara, Roiv Goisesin Lemisin. Most people who are on the deathbed, on the death throes, are definitely going to die. We hadn't bought Basra. Are definitely going to die. But Rameir says, Chashir Lemiyuta. Some people don't die. They come back. So why ask me, you know, what's going to happen after I die? Maybe I'm going to live and say a capital tilim instead of already writing me off and worry about who's taking me over. Well, they did. So he got the job. He landed with the job and became the famous Nodi Behuda. Says the Mishnah, what happens if Shochat Meya Chayes, he shechted 100 animals, Chayes, which you have to do Kisa Dam, if you have 100 animals in one place, Kisi Echel Kulam, you don't have to cover the blood of every animal, you make one covering and one bracha for all of them. You wait till you finish all the shechtings. Meya, if you did 100 birds, the same thing, but Mokam Echel, Kisi Echel Kulam, you can do one Kisi for all of them. What about Chaye Va'oif and Mokam Echel? You did a Chaye and a Oif, so two different kinds of species. A chay and oif in one place, kisi echel kum, again, one cover for both. However, Yehuda says, no. If you have a chay, a deer, let's say, and an oif, first cover the blood of the chay and make a bracha, the deer, and then cover the blood of the chicken, of the hen, and make a bracha. No, this is kisi adam. This is the mitzvah of God. I don't give a reason. But the idea is that the dam of an animal is where the nefesh is. You should show, again, maybe show some respect and cover it. Maybe that's what it is. That's exactly the concept. You cover a chaya, you cover it. He says they're two separate things, two separate mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, I thought about we learned chaya. It says in pasuk, if a yid traps an animal, a chaya or a oif that you eat, you should cover the blood, and the blood pours out. You should cover the blood. Says the Gemara, chaya kol mashma. It seems like any chaya. It doesn't matter how many or how few, you cover the blood once. Cover it once. Oif, again, it says chaya oif, a bird, again, kol mashma oif. No matter how many birds you have, it comes under the one word, oif, which means bein meruba bein mu. It doesn't matter how many birds you do, how few birds you do, you make one kisa down for all of them. If you shecht 100 chayas in one place, kisa echel kulam, one cover them all. Meya oif and magmechad, you cover 100 birds in one place. Kisi echel kulam. What about chaya ba'oif magmechad? You did a deer and a bird in one place. Kisi echel kulam. I want to say again, why not? It's all the same. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, it says chaya oif, the two separate mitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda says, shochet chaya, you chased to cover it. And then you shecht the bird. Not you shecht both and you cover it. First, you shecht the chaya, cover the blood. You have a mitzvah, kisi adam. Zrizin magdim. And then you shecht the bird. Shenemar, it says, chaya oy oif, a chaya or a bird. Amr Eloi, they said to him, hareyo oime, doesn't it say in Pasik, ki nefesh kol basa dami ben afshihu. This is what they said to him. Doesn't it say in the Pasik, ki nefesh kol basa, that the nefesh of every person, is dami ben afshihu, his blood, his nefesh comes out in the blood. What in the world does that have to do with anything? Maika mahadile, what are they telling him? Hachi ka'am l'rabbanan. The Rabbanan say to the Yehuda, what's your argument? Why the two distinct mitzvahs? Because there's chaya oy oif. So you say the word oy is coming to separate them as two mitzvahs. Let me tell you, I'm a boy lelechale. You know why I need oy to tell you? You would have thought that chaya oy oif, if you wouldn't say oy oif, chaya vi oif, you would have thought that you know why you have the mitzvah kisadam? You shechted a deer and you shechted a hen. Only then do you have to cover the blood. If you shechted only one of them, you don't cover the blood. That's why you need the word oy, or either this or that, each one on their own chayiv. Need lechalik. But Rabbi Yehuda lechalik medomay nafke. Rabbi Yehuda says no. You know how I know? It says in this pasuk, "Ki nefesh kol basa domay benafshay." Every its dam is its nefesh. In other words, every animal has its own nefesh. I never would have thought that you have to kill both a deer and a hen or a rooster before you have to do kisei dam. The idea is you have to cover the nefesh, the blood, and domoy. One animal has its own, or every bird has its own nefesh. So you have to do kisei dam. So why does it say oy? Must be. It says oy is to tell you that if you each one is a separate mitzvah, if you shecht a chay and oy, do twice kisei dam, two brachas. But Rabbanan, no. Domoy tuve mashma. Rabbanan say, you say the word domoy, because it says in the pasuk v'shofach, you say in the mitzvah kisadam, it says v'shofach is domoy. Domoy is singular. So what are you saying? Because it says v'shofach is domoy, this is what you're saying. Because v'shofach is domoy singular, it means an animal, a chaya, or an oif. Either one, you have to kisadam. So why say oy? Oy must be to tell you that each one is a separate mitzvah. Rabbanan say, no. We find in other places the word domoy. And it could be a lot of things, because it says that the nefesh of kol basar is damei benafshei. Entire human race is damei benafshei. And therefore, damei doesn't have to mean only one. It could mean many. Says the Gemara, Amr b'chinah, moidah ilameh, Rabbi Yehuda b'chinah, moidah, that even though he told you to do kisedam for the deer, and then separate do kisedam for the rooster or the hen, inyan brocha, shevara brocha, brocha, you only make one brocha. You only make one brocha on the shechita, and in other words, if you, the way Rashi learns it, if you make, if you shechted a deer, and then kisedam, and now you're shechting a hen, you don't have to make another whole brocha on the shechita, it's a continuation of what you did. Why is it different in the case of Rav, the Rav Breuner, the Rav Chananel, Tamid the Rav Abba, Rav Breuner, Rav Chananel, were students of Rav, have a Yassi, Bissudosa, they were saying the Suda. Koyim Alayu, Rav Yeva Saba stood and he served them. Omrulay, they said to Rav Yeva, Hav Levarech, why don't you give us over here wine? We'll bench, make a mazum in here. And then Hodder Omrulay, then they said, no, we changed our mind. We don't want a bench. We're ready to continue eating. Have lishtik. Give us something to drink. Omer, Rav said, Kivan the Omer, have levarich. Once you said, like, give us mayim achreinim, or give us wine, so you can make, you know, bench. Once you said, Bichal Mazen, you revealed to us you want to finish the Suda. So you're not allowed drink afterwards, unless you make a bracha before, because as if you're having a new meal. Kivan the Omer, have levarich. The moment you say, you know, God, let's go bench, it's considered as if, it's a leila mishta. You're not allowed drink anymore. So Hochan, I'm here too. Kivan the eat for the kisuya, you shechted the deer, let's say. And then you went ahead and you're according to beauty the kisedam. So it's a hefsik. So now if you shech the bird, what are you telling me that you don't have to make a new bracha on the shechit? It's a continuation. No, it isn't. The kisedam is a hefsik. Just like by the meal. So the tavle kisuya, chayle bracha, you should make a new bracha. Says the Gemara, you see, comparing. The question was, we're comparing the mitzvah of kisei adam that comes in between two shchittas to the case of give us wine to bench and now they want to drink some more. But hachi hashta, what are you comparing the two? Hashta mishte ubrochi bahadi adodi loyefshe. Over there, you cannot drink and bench at the same time. So when they said give us to bench, what did they say? They said clearly, that's it, no more drinking. We're going to bench. Because while you're benching, you can't drink anymore. So obviously they meant clearly. Oh, but here, even though you're going to do, no, the whole idea of benching is I'm finishing eating, so it's that's what benching is. I'm finished. Give me the wine means I am ready now to bench.
Yeah, but just saying that shouldn't obligate you.
That is. That's called changing your mind. But Bishas, you said it when you say bring my macaroni. What do you mean? What do you say? Had enough. Let's go bench. Clear. So when you said that, you said I'm terminating my meal. It's over. And then, so now, if you change your mind, I want to drink, it's like a new idea, a new bracha. In the case of, just because I said I want to do kisei dam, doesn't mean I'm finishing my shchita. I did the deer, now I want to do the chicken, but I got to do kisei dam in between. There's no hesech hadasi, there's no way that he said, I'm not shechting anymore. I can shecht 5 minutes again. Not only that, I can do kisei dam with one hand and shecht with the other hand. You can shecht maybe with the right hand and kisei dam with your left hand, even though you shouldn't do mitzvahs with the left hand, but technically you can do that. It's possible to do both at the same time, but you can't bench and eat at the same time. It's hard because it's a contradiction of what you're trying to do. So hasa mishte bruche b'hadi ador lefshe, you cannot drink and make a bracha at the same time. Hacha efshe de shachit b'chode u'michse b'chode, you can shech with one hand and cover with the other hand. Let's do the top lashi. So what you just said, hilcha the top line mishte bruche b'hadi lefshe hilcha difoki amar, he said hav levarich, let's bench. Nosnu daitem lifsim ulishtes. He's saying clearly, no more drinking. I was there over here. Afa pishi yedeyashi chasa damrishin. Even though he knows it will cover the blood, lo yisir daitem nashchiti. He's not saying I don't want to shecht anymore. Nochmen v'choshait es man shchiti hilay. All the time I can shecht. Nochmen afilu b'shas kisi. I can shecht while I'm covering. Is there a stira between covering the blood? I'm technically just because I'm covering the blood of one thing. Why can't I shecht in theory? Efshe d'shachid b'chodei yodah. I can shecht with one hand u'mechase b'chodei yodah. Cover the other hand. But a benching, the idea of benching, saying I want to bench, I don't want to eat anymore. So then I can eat and bench at the same time. Even though in theory maybe you can do that, but that's not what you're trying to do. You're clearly saying I don't want to eat anymore. That's why it's a hesach hadas. We'll stop here.